Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And welcome into Fesco in the Morning on a Thursday morning. I bet you're feeling a little bit more confident today. I bet you're feeling a little bit better about your day. I know you all watched the game last night. I'm going to be unbearable today. You want the hits? We'll play the hits. I guarantee you that. Because last night, man, greatest day of the year for the Kansas City Royals Ball Club this year.
Hey, look, this isn't football season, right? It's one game at a time, and they salvaged right. A final game against the Boston Red Sox on a day when the Guardians lost 2 and the Twins lost 1. It was like a glorious baseball day for us here in Kansas City, and I found myself really getting sick to my stomach yesterday watching all sorts of baseball games and rooting against the Indians in 2 games, rooting against the Twins in another game, and I'm like, by 5 o'clock, it finally rolled around. The Guardians had lost 2. The Twins had lost 1. I'm like, I'm exhausted. I don't know that I can go through another baseball game. And thank God the Royals kind of put that thing out of way early. And not the Royals. Bobby Witt kind of put that thing out of way early yesterday.
I was waiting for the text.
I mean, that's game.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, right. That, well, it was game. It was game when I guess Bobby Witt Jr. made it 5-4 or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And then it was over, and then that's all she wrote. And you know, we got a good pitching performance, obviously, from Cole Reagans yesterday. And that Urseg is sick. It gets like that. That's your closer. Like, let's stop playing around. Let's stop, you know, messing with things. What are you going for? Who else are you trusting out of that bullpen?
I think he's your eighth inning guy.
Well, you got to have somebody pitching in the ninth inning. Maybe he can pitch 2. Let's go. It's not that hard. You know. We're not asking you to move him out in here, sir. Pitched and get 6 outs, and if that's your best guy that's going to win you games, then you got to go there. I'm not in the whole mindset of, oh, a guy can't pitch 2 innings. You're paid money. Go out there and pitch 2 innings. You'll be just fine doing that. I think we baby these pitchers a lot, but he's the guy that you can rely on in the bullpen. You know,
a dark turn there, Bob.
You know, he's the guy that you can rely on in the bullpen. I don't rely on anybody else out of that bullpen right now, but that guy, man, he can flat out pitch, and that may go down as the best trade deadline acquisition for the Royals this year. And I don't think there's really any argument right now that that's the best move, you know, that they made. A very shrewd move that I don't think anybody really, you know, outside of Oakland knew who that guy was, right? I think it's safe to say we were not talking about Mr. Urseg, you know, 3 weeks ago. And probably if I said Urseg, you would like the who, you know, and I would have been like, I don't know. I heard that name somewhere. Right. And so to me, like this, that's a great move. And that's your best option right now out of the bullpen. He was nasty as all get out last night.
A must win is not tonight, but we are going to do everything we can to win the game.
And they did exactly that. That was Matt Cotrera, Royals manager, that joined us yesterday and joins us every Wednesday on Fesco in the Morning. But yesterday, Bob, was exactly the way that you wanted it to be.
Right.
You won your game. You didn't get swept. You're now a game and a half above Boston in the third place. Cleveland gets smacked around by Arizona yesterday. I think one game was 5-3. The other game was like 7-4 or something like that. Minnesota also loses. And for the first time really in a long time, or maybe the first time of the entire season, you gained a ton of ground for the first time, because it seemed like every time that the Royals would win, you remember that stretch, every time the Royals would win, Cleveland would win. Every time the Royals won, Minnesota would win. And it was like there was that stretch in, I think, June or May where it was just the AL Central couldn't lose and they weren't playing each other. Not only that, but you don't get swept. Bobby Witt Jr. puts on a showcase and basically has the, this is my calling to be the MVP. My team just lost two in a row. They're flirting with getting kicked out of the playoffs because of Boston wins tonight. And Bobby Witt Jr. has two home runs, a double, and I believe four RBI.
Yep.
Not only that, your pitching, Cole Reagans, was good. Seven strikeouts, six innings, six and a third, six hits.
Gave you what you wanted. Exactly. Gave you a chance to win. Put you in position to win a ball game.
Showed you that he's the ace of the staff. And then after that, your bullpen looked good. And you hit on it. Like, Irsig was nails. Two strikeouts, eighth inning, nobody stood a chance. I was driving home from my family's house last night. They're doing the call on the radio, and it's just like 100 miles an hour, 99 miles an hour, overmatched, overmatched. And then not only that, but you put in what is this lineup now that's producing runs, because Vinny Pasquantino has found some sort of niche in the system or a glitch in the system.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely pulverizing the baseball. MJ Melendez looks more confident. Michael Garcia looks confident in that leadoff role. And in all honesty, this team hit on all cylinders, put everything together, and everything around them yesterday finally happened. And it all started with Walt Weiss.
Yeah, he did.
Go get a win, Skip.
Go get a win today. See, that's a sign. You're winning tonight because of that. And when you win, you'll think of Walt Weiss later on tonight. I promise you. Yeah, I hope he does. I hope he does think of, I hope he drove home last night thinking about Walt Weiss yesterday, right? And we called it yesterday. We said they were going to win that game yesterday, and now you get the off day, and then a couple of games with the Cardinals, and then as we've talked about, you know, the gauntlet is here. It's nice. It's a relief. I think that win yesterday was more of a relief than anything for a lot of folks, especially the fan base, right? I think this is the time of the year where everybody's starting to get a little bit antsy, and it really reminds me of, I guess it was 2015 in September when the Royals were kind of, you know, not playing their best baseball in September, and everybody was kind of losing their minds, and I'm like, it's the regular season. We've got the playoffs. Let's see what happens, you know, in the postseason. September baseball, not the biggest thing to get all uptight about, but when you don't have a lot of success, any sort of success that you get that goes away, everybody loses their minds. Even though with the Chiefs right now, people are still losing their minds if they go out there and have a three and out. You know, everybody loses their minds. But, you know, with Bobby Witt and the way that he performed last night, you know, you look at that as, you know, and I hate to continue to use this analogy, but there's no other analogy to use. It was a Mahomesian type performance last night. I mean, we've seen Patrick Mahomes go, all right, enough is of this. I'm going to take over this game and I'm going to win this football game. And that's what Bobby Witt did on the baseball side. And there's not a lot of guys in Major League Baseball, in my opinion right now, that can truly take over a game like that and go out there and say, all right, enough is enough. Flip the spread. Let's go. I'm going to single-handedly win this baseball game for you. Aaron Judge can do it. Maybe Juan Soto can do it. Maybe Shohei Ohtani, you know, can do that type of stuff. And then there's Bobby Witt. Like, there's not a lot of guys out there in that category that can just go out there and take over a baseball game like Bobby Witt Jr. did last night, because it's so hard to take over a baseball game, right? Mm-hmm. In all honesty, as a position player, you may get four opportunities in a game to do something, and that's your four at-bats, right? And then maybe you make a play or two in the field, but you get basically four opportunities. Patrick Mahomes gets 80 opportunities every game to make a play and to do something special and to wow the world. And so when a baseball player does what Bobby Witt does last night, or what Bobby Witt did last night, that's when you got to take stock and pause for a minute and realize we're witnessing greatness right now. And I know that's a line for somebody else, right? King James, witness greatness, right? But that's what we're doing right now in Kansas City with Bobby Witt Jr. We're witnessing greatness with Bobby Witt Jr. And just watching him take over that game last night was really, really remarkable, because you could see he basically just said, F you, F you, F you, and F you while you're waiting. I'm taking over this game, and we need this win. And that's what an MVP, that's what a captain, that's what a leader, that's what a great player does. It's all about winning games. And the other guy that I look at that was always there to win games for his team, and we talked about it the other day, is that Derek Jeter type mentality. Derek wasn't the greatest shortstop on his team, but still to this day, one of the biggest winners that I've ever seen. And Bobby Witt is falling into that category. The hits when they need to be made, the plays when they need to be made, in position to do the small things, in position to do the big things, and the moment's never too big. And last night, Bobby Witt just shined brightly.
Yeah, big players show up in big games during big situations. And in the bottom of the first, home run, next at bat, double, next at bat, or maybe not the next at bat, but you get what I'm getting at. Home run over the center field wall.
Yeah.
And I see on Twitter, it's like things are like, oh, we're running out of things to, like, you know, say about Bobby Witt.
You kind of are, yeah.
He's, 20, he's 24 years old. He's played two and a half seasons. This year, he leads the league in games played, runs scored, hits, batting average, and total bases. He now has 281 total bases. He's going to crush his record from last year, 317.
He could crush that this weekend against the Cardinals. They stink, and so does St. Louis. That place sucks.
And the thing that's interesting about this is that he's going to have a year where he's going to have over, or probably close to, 200 hits, over 35 doubles, 10 triples at least, his career high 11, and he's probably going to get close to hitting 30 home runs.
Yeah.
He's got 22. I bet he could hit eight more.
Yeah.
He's going to get close to hitting 350. Modern day baseball hasn't seen something like this in quite some time.
No, they haven't. And that's why when you look at, you know, the MVP race and things like that, we've seen guys hit home runs, right? And again, I'm not trying to diminish what Aaron Judge is doing at all. I mean, what Aaron Judge is doing is unbelievable.
But He's one of the best.
But it's different. We've seen guys hit home runs. What we're watching with Bobby Witt is him doing things that we really haven't seen before. Anytime you look at a player's, you know, kind of stats, or not even stats, but like when somebody's talking about a player and they go, this is the first time in baseball somebody's ever done this, 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 and this. And this is the first time in baseball. And it feels like we've said that a lot about Bobby Witt Jr. this year, right? This is the first time he's done this. This is the first time he's done that. This is the first time in baseball, blah, 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 blah. Aaron Judge, we've seen people hit home runs over the course of time, right? And so to me, that's the separator when you're thinking about the MVP vote. Not that any of us have one, because we're not nerdy enough to be a writer. The MVP voting and all of that stuff that goes into it, that's what you have to consider. You don't just consider, well, Aaron Judge plays for the Yankees and he mashes home runs, so he's the MVP. You have to think about the way that Bobby Witt is going about his business and what he's doing. And what he's doing is stuff most people have never seen before. I don't know. Maybe there's a 110-year-old that's sitting around somewhere that said Babe Ruth do something like Bobby Witt's doing right now. Mm-hmm. But the majority of us have never seen anything like what's going on with Bobby Witt Jr. And it's okay to recognize that, baseball, because the NFL did. They gave Patrick Mahomes the MVP his first year as a starting quarterback because we ain't never seen anything like that before. And that's what's going on with Bobby Witt. We have not seen anything like this before on a baseball field. And I don't want to hear from Dorky Mon Dorkerson telling me that, oh, well, back in 1985, I don't care about that.
No.
What we're watching right now, we're witnessing greatness. And that's why Bobby Witt Jr. is the MVP. If anybody's in denial about him being the MVP, you're just living in Iraq or the Bronx.
And I don't know where, like, or how they do the voting, if it's, you know, strictly just numbers or whatever it is, whether it's war, however they do it, but, like, there's been at least I can count on one hand where Bobby Witt Jr. has been the sole reason that his team won the game. Not only that, but like he leads the entire Major League Baseball organization in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories. I know Judge leads in probably slug and all. He probably leads in 5 or more too.
But like, to me, it's like the MVP is, are you helping your team win games? How valuable are you to your team? And without Bobby Witt Jr. in the lineup, the stats are irrelevant. Without Bobby Witt Jr. in the lineup, are the Royals a playoff team?
Well, we'll get into expectations on the other side. This is Fesco in the Morning. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, and Bob Fesco. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. Mac, Fesco, Dusty, back here on Fesco in the Morning on a Thursday. Might get some rain today, Bob. I've been checking the radar all morning.
Oh, no. Is it really going to rain today?
I think it's about to start.
Uh-oh. Jen, get the cushions in.
Yeah, you do. Definitely get the cushions in. Dead serious.
Get the cushions in, Jen, if it's going to rain today.
Big radar watcher.
Why?
I love it, dude. Yeah. I almost went into meteorology.
Did you? I took meteorology in college. I had to take one science class, and I figured back in those days.
Tell Jen to get him in, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is coming fast. Look at that thing. Woo. Holy cow. That is a wall.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dude. Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that was supposed to be happening today. Jen, get the cushions in. We're screwed.
Back!
Oh, my God. Get the cushions in.
There's nothing worse than sit on a wet cushion on a patio.
It sucks. Awful. Yeah.
Well, it ruins your night if you do it in a public place. Because everyone's going to think
you shat yourself. You wet yourself. Yeah.
It was a shat.
But I do love Thursdays. I don't know why, especially when the Royals
win. Best day of the week.
Thursday is? I thought it was Tuesday.
No, I told you Thursday is the best day of the week.
Did you just text her too to say
I did, yeah. Just in case she isn't quiet up yet, you know. Gotta get the cushions in. Because God forbid the kids get up and do it.
They're not even up yet, are they?
I would hope not. I don't think so. Yeah, geez, no.
Are you counting down the days to the NFL season or school?
School. Yeah, school. Yeah.
Do you want to see Mrs. Jackson or Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. School, 100%. Yeah. You know, my mother was talking to me yesterday. I was telling her some stuff that was going on, and she goes, "Well, you're excited for the kids to go back to school?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, they're wonderful." I go, "You don't live with them, you know?" And she's like, "Oh, it's whatever." You know, grandparents forget what it was like to be parents, and I say that, and I've said that for years. Like, you know, when you're growing up, there's no sugar. They're going to protect you, all this stuff. You give the grandkids come over. Mom comes over with a 5-pound bag of sugar, and she's feeding in tablespoons of sugar. Eat this. This is good for you. It'll help wash the chemicals down. Like, my entire childhood, there were no hot dogs. There was no soda. There was none of that stuff, right? My mother was very, you know, regimented in what we had to eat, even though when I was at the doctor and he asked me why I was fat, I said it's because my mother fed me hot dogs and made me drink grape soda. Mm. Now, fast forward to grandparent land, and it's like they forgot everything as parents. Here's a bag of sugar and a bunch of wires and water. Go play. And the kid's like, okay. Like, you kept us away from all this stuff. Like, what happens to parents when they become grandparents? They lose their minds.
To give you some insight from the Bo Jackson Hall of Fame Day, he said his favorite thing in the world right now is his grandkids. And he's like, there's nothing that brings me more joy than to hop them all up on sugar and give them all the attention. And then when mom and dad come pick them up, it's like, oh, they're yours
they're
now.
They're yours now. Yeah. It's like they're paying us back for, I guess, like being bad children. But everybody, you're kids when you grow up. So right. I just like, I look at that for every parent that's become a grandparent. It's like, now you're passing out cigarettes to these kids? Like, what are you doing?
Hopefully they're the candy ones.
Do they still make the candy cigarettes, or those verboten now too?
I don't know, man. I used to eat them so much, I almost got like secondhand diabetes.
Yeah, probably. That would be firsthand.
Baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their calculator, savings calculator, to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Bob, let's talk expectations. I say this because I think as of today, and baseball especially now, is more like the NFL season. Hear me out. So the NFL season is a bi-weekly thing, right? You go 0-3 to start the season. Your season probably ain't going to end up the way you want it to end up.
Right.
You'll find out in the first month of the season who's definitely not going to be a playoff team, correct? Baseball, there are 46 games left, I believe, 47 yesterday, I believe. After the off day, they'll start their 40th game left of the season.
It's like five regular season games in the NFL,
right,
essentially.
So you've shrunk the baseball season down, and now the standings are all a little bit more eye-opening. The hell with talking about getting to the wild card. You are now breathing down the necks of the Cleveland Guardians.
They've lost five in a row, and that Cleveland team had, up until right now, had not lost three in a row all season long.
Right. You're four games out of first place. You're a half game out of second place.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, you're a half game away from jumping the Twins in the second spot of the wild card and the second spot in the division.
Do those teams have the White Sox left?
They probably do. Kansas City, obviously not.
No.
Not only that, but you can kind of change your expectations overnight, because the best record in the American League is 68-47 between the Yankees and the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals are 64-52. You not only can catch your division, you could catch the best record of baseball, and all it takes is something like last night, late in the season, to really rejuvenate or spark or whatever analogy you want to use for it or metaphor you want to use for it that can really get things rolling. You get an off day today. You play two against St. Louis. You get a great off day on Sunday. Q was talking about it. He's like, you don't really get these, but, you know, we're going to enjoy it. And then,
what do you think he's going to do on Sunday?
Relax in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they'll probably fly up later that day. Like, do you think he gets up and goes to First Watch or something, like a typical Johnson County on Sunday?
He seems like a First Watch guy.
Yeah, right? Get the turkey sausage.
Ooh, their biscuits and gravy's good. Great Bloody Mary. And not only that, but I think your expectations can change a little bit more drastically here. And I'm always telling people, if you change your expectations, you have to accept if they don't, you know, if you expect to be the best radio show and you give yourself that thing and then you get your results and you were the second best, you set your expectations high. They didn't get there. So you have to deal with what you have to feel when that doesn't happen. And the Royals can catch Minnesota quickly. They can catch Cleveland. And then it's like, it ain't a wild card team anymore. You're a division winner.
Yeah.
And talking about that on August 8th, as opposed to what we talked about yesterday on August 7th of last night was a must win. That's why we said last night was a must win, because now you put yourself in a position where
if you don't win last night and you lose three to the Red Sox and you're out of the playoffs and you didn't capitalize on the Indians losing two and the Twins losing one yesterday and then the Guardians losing five in a row or whatever it's been, you would have looked at that as a major lost opportunity. It would have been a huge lost opportunity. Not only did you not gain ground in your division, you were knocked out of the playoffs this week, right? And yeah. And that would have been a different mindset. It's all about mindset. It's all about perception. Just like anything in life, life, you know, is perception. The way you perceive something is your reality. You lose three in a row, you're knocked out of the playoffs. You're looking at yourself as like, well, maybe we aren't a playoff team. And if the Royals are going to stay in this thing and make the postseason and make a run, and as you said, you know, potentially challenge for the best record in the American League, which is not far off. And let's say at the end of August, they are right there and they have the best record in the American League, right? That's pretty impressive because of who's coming up next on the schedule. It wouldn't have been because, well, they had six with the White Sox and six with the Tigers and six with the A's or anything like that. If the Royals are standing at top of the American League at the end of this month with the best record in the division, or not the best record, but the best record in the league, you look at that and you go, that's even more impressive because you did it against the Twins, you did it against the Yankees, you did it against the Guardians, you did it against the Phillies, you did it against the Reds, you did it against the Minnesota, you did it against these teams that are really, really good. And you took care of business against the good teams. And that's when the belief, I think, nationally will start really settling in, you know, on the Royals. Man, they beat some really good teams en route to get the best record in the American League. They didn't beat the Patsy Klines of the world. They went out there and they took care of business and they beat the teams that were in front of them. And I think Boston, not in front of you, but right on your tails yesterday. That's why it was, to me, a must-win game yesterday. And, you know, we kind of asked Q about that, you know, jokingly, if you will, yesterday about it being a must-win game. But it did give you that feeling of like, if we don't win this game, this season could take a turn. And you don't want it to take a turn.
No. And, you know, when you have what you have in the middle of your lineup and the way this team is playing and the way they're firing in that lineup, I mean, your 2-5 is pretty legit.
Well, and don't you get the feeling now when you see Garcia, and I'm just going to go through the guys that I look at. Garcia, regardless of, you know, where they bat in the order. Yeah. Garcia, Massey, Witt, Vinny, Salvi. Like, when you see any of those guys come up to the plate, you just have a good feeling. Like,
your belief meter is higher.
Yeah, it really is. Like, we're to that point now where we were, you know, and MJ's starting to float into that category. We'll get into him in a little bit, but he's starting to float into that category of like, when he comes to the plate, I'm starting to expect something pretty good to happen. He's on a nice little tear right now.
Right.
And so when any of those other guys come to the plate, you just believe something good is going to happen. And if me sitting on, you know, the patio watching the game is thinking something good's going to happen, how do you think those guys are feeling inside the dugout? But when they get up to the plate, something good is going to happen. And that's key as well, too. Like, when you go up to the plate with a confident attitude and you believe you're going to get the job done, you're going to get the job done. You go up there feeling, oh, if I match up well with this guy, well, you've already set yourself up for failure. So I know when I see Vinny and Massey and these guys come up, I'm like, well, we got a chance at some runs here, and we're probably going to score some. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. Like, the NFL script, that Royal script that we watched yesterday, that was a glorious script.
The 0-1. Fastball lifted high in the air, deep to right field. Rap Snyder to the track. It's gone. Stay hot, Vinny Pasquantino. He drills a two-run homer, his 17th home run of the season. And it's now 7-4 Royals in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Can we get Snoop Dogg calling Royals games?
I mean, he can be our, our sub mascot. I'm down with that. Casey Kurt brings up a good point. Cleveland and Minnesota have a 4-game series this weekend against each other as
That's big.
So cancellation station. Royals keep doing their job.
Who do you root for in that one?
I think you root for Minnesota because then you play Minnesota for three, or you hope for, like, you know, Minnesota take 3 out of 4.
Like, I think that's one of those where you just don't root for anybody. You just look at the result at the end of the weekend. You know, like you're hoping for carnage, right? Like, they just beat each other up.
The way I would look at it is you want to narrow the gap to the top spot. Minnesota can help with that as long as you take care of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And then if you and Minnesota are 2.5 games out each, you have a tie for the same record. You take 2 out of 3 versus Minnesota, then all of a sudden you're a game and a half behind Cleveland. And then it's like, whenever Cleveland comes here, we're going to every game.
Yeah,
like,
right.
We got to go. Coming up, a local hero was born yesterday. Well, he was here before that, but we'll give you what the Olympics did for a local kid here in Kansas City. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning.
Jareem Richards on the outside. Matthew Hudson Smith. Karani James. Quincy Hall is coming back. Quincy Hall is digging deep. Quincy Hall is running past all of them. Can he get there? He does. It's gold for the USA. Quincy Hall with the most epic comeback. My goodness.
And a star is born.
Yeah, right? How about that? What a great comeback, right? Woo! Oh, my goodness. If you haven't seen the race, you missed out last night, yesterday afternoon. Quincy Hall, Raytown's own, winning the 400, but not just winning, like, wow, coming from way behind to win that thing. And everybody in Kansas City was going crazy yesterday. It was a phenomenal win for a kid from Kansas City, man. And you love when somebody from your town does something good. And that was just so freaking impressive. Like, I told you, I love the track and field stuff, right? The racing and the running and all that kind of stuff and how impressive I find it to be. That's why moments like that, when you see somebody from back in the pack just turn on the afterburner and get up there and win that race like Quincy did yesterday. That was phenomenal, folks. That was so much fun.
It's kind of like a metaphor for the Royals. Back at the pack, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, at the end of the race, here they are.
Yep.
That's what, to me, is the beautiful part about the Olympics. And this one hits a little bit closer to home because he's from right down the road in Raytown, Missouri. And I think that, obviously, you always wrap yourself in the flag when it comes to the Olympics, and you see... And I'm like you, like the track and field stuff does it for me because it's like a sold out arena.
Oh, it's
and like
great.
You see like the thousands and thousands of people and you can only imagine.
And all the flash bulbs too.
Oh,
like
it's crazy.
It's cool, right?
Yeah, it's just, and you understand why they put this off kind of towards the end. Like the Olympics, you know, you start off with crochet and fencing and whatever else it may be. And then towards the end.
They really did front load this thing with the fencing, and now you don't see it anymore.
You get the final four in basketball. You get the finals in track.
Right.
Swimming ended over the last weekend. And now all of a sudden, it's like, we're off to the races. No pun intended. Not trying to be a cheesy dad here. But watching that race and then, like, watching his reaction doing, like, snow angels on the track afterwards. And like you said, like, track's super fun because it's super quick. Yeah. And I think that's why people are drawn to like horse racing. Yeah, there's the whole lead up to it. But once the gun sounds, everybody's like, oh, God, here we go. And then you're looking to see who's going to emerge. And it just so happened to the guy from the red, white, and blue from the state of Missouri comes out of nowhere and wins it. And
now, if he was from Sykeston, we wouldn't care as much. Okay, let's call it what it is. Yeah. He's from Kansas City.
Right. And the thing is, it's great about it is that local ties, national pride, and gold medal. And this is just another thing where it shows that this year in the Olympics, the Americans were dominant. Mm-hmm. It makes the Olympics that more fun. And these are the events that obviously everybody loves to see under the purple lights and in the arena. And atop is America and atop is a local kid. And this is how stars are born. And you'll never forget the name Quincy Hall.
Right.
You'll never forget that race. And you'll always remember that the United States was dominant, and this is part of it, and one of the guys from your local area is part of that reason.
And the other thing, too, is for the most part, all of us, right? I would say there's a small percentage that have ever had that feeling like he had yesterday. Could you imagine what that must have felt like, right?
No.
You work your whole life training and training and training and training and training and training and training, and then you go to the Olympics and you have one of the greatest runs any of us have ever seen. You come back and win the thing, and you just went and said, my whole life just became worth it for all the hours, the blood, sweat, and tears that mom and dad and everybody put in to get me to this level. And I just won the freaking gold medal at the Olympics. Like, I don't know this guy, right? Never met Quincy Hall before. I don't know his family. I'm getting goosebumps talking about him because that's how impressive and how cool it was when you work for something your entire life and then you go out there and you win gold in the Olympics like that. I just don't know what that feeling is like. And I'm sure most of us, all of us for the most part, have no idea and will never know what that kid was feeling yesterday, man. That was just wild.
Yeah, and if you haven't gotten to watch the race, it is incredible. The way he comes back, I mean, the announcer really does it justice.
Yeah.
I mean, he just kind of roars back out of nowhere. And you mentioned it, Dusty. It's like quick. It's exhilarating. It's so exciting. Track, it's just, it's amazing. It's a blink of a second. But
it's perfect for where we are now in life,
yes,
with this generation.
I was just about to say, our attention spans can't last much longer. 400 meters is perfect because it's not 100 meters, not 9 seconds, but there's enough time for a comeback, kind of a heartbreak story. Guys in the lead for a while, and then those last 100 meters, it's all different, man. It's so exciting.
It is. It's really cool. Like, in a blink of an eye, you go from winning this thing to, oh my God, where did this guy come from? Like, imagine being that guy who got passed. You know, like, you're leading and leading. I'm going to win. Oh my God, I just lost. Like, the heartbreak has to be just so unbelievable as well. So, really cool moment yesterday for Kansas City. And I know a lot of people were really excited about it. So many people were tweeting about it. People were texting me about it. Like, a lot of people have connections to the family and whatnot.
So cool.
And so, it really is awesome. So congratulations to Quincy Hall, who now, I guess, goes down as one of the greatest local athletes of all time, right? You won Olympic gold, right? You won Olympic gold. You got to go down as one of the greatest local athletes, you know, of all time, with the likes of the, you know, Anthony Peeler, the Rush family, Tommy Watson, you know.
Watson, yes!
Earl Watson.
Watson, yes!
Gene Watson.
Watson, yes!
Tony Temple, David Cone, Maurice Green. People forget we used to have the fastest man on earth from KCK, right? Like the local athlete that does well, it's really cool to watch. And there's been so many great ones lately here in Kansas City.
Yeah, you've also got Liddell Betts.
Liddell Betts was really good back
shout
in the day.
Shout out Iowa Josh and shout out Blue Springs High School. Rashard White in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
He went to, I believe, Grandview.
Didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah, I believe he went to Grandview.
That's cool.
And then there's another one. I can't think of his name. I'm trying to find him. He was a wide receiver for the 49ers back in the day.
He went to Illinois.
He went to Blue Springs High School. And I don't know why he's at the high jump record as well at Blue Springs High School. But, yeah, local athletes who do well, pretty awesome. Like when Tom Watson won the Masters a few times. And when he had that run when he was at the European Open or the Open.
The Open.
And he was in that final pair. And you're like, oh, my God. You always kind of root for those guys.
There was a couple years ago now. It's probably a lot longer than a couple years ago where Tom was, like, kind of challenging early at the British Open, remember? And everybody's like, oh, my God, is Tom going to win this thing? How cool would that be? And it would have been awesome to see Tom Watson, you know, win that British Open a couple of years ago, but obviously that didn't happen, but still doesn't take away from him being one of the great local athletes of all time. Teron Liu obviously makes the list as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, of great local athletes. And,
Brandon Lloyd.
Quarterback at Blue Springs High School.
Yeah, from the 816, you can start weighing in as well as your great local athletes. Alden Smith, I look at as a guy that I rooted for and rooted for and rooted for and just couldn't figure it out. Like, that was a dude that, man, had the opportunity and had so much potential and
so
then just never realized his potential. From the 573, Darren Sproles and Josh Freeman coming in on the list as well. Brandon Lloyd, as you mentioned, also coming in. So, yeah, you can weigh in on your favorite local athletes or, you know, maybe local athlete legends. Like, you look at those guys that Carrington did the basketball documentary on from back in the day. You know, like I mentioned, the Anthony Peelers, the Rush family, Earl Watson, all of those guys that kind of put Kansas City high school basketball, you know, on the map. That was a hell of a run there in the late 80s and early 90s when it came to basketball here at the high school level in Kansas City. So there's been a lot of good ones. And over the years, too, like, the talent is getting better here in Kansas City. Like, the D1 talent has gotten so much better in Kansas City than it was 20 years ago. And you can just watch it grow and grow and grow. And everybody's recruiting this area now. And so I think it's phenomenal. I mean, this is hopefully just the beginning. Maybe we get some more Olympic athletes here soon.
Yeah, you got Gary Woodland.
Yeah.
Rashard White went to center. I'm sorry, not Grandview. Alec Burks.
Alec Burks is really good.
Nice. Yeah.
Carrington Harrison.
Yeah.
Gene Lamont.
Yeah, Gene Lamont. That's another good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So lots of local athletes. Love to see local athletes shine.
Pujols, another good one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard mythical stories about him at Fort Osage.
Oh, my God.
Said he used to hit the guy's front porch. That was about 455 feet down center field.
Right. Rick Sutcliffe, another good one, too. Yeah.
Darren Sproles, mentioned before, but again, mentioned again. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainierKC.com. Unfortunately, a position battle might have came to an end yesterday at Chiefs camp. A bit morbid, but we'll explain why you're going to be okay, because everything's going to work out in Brett Veach Town. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You listen to 610 Sports Radio and Fesco in the Morning. Back here on 610 Sports Radio, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. Royals win last night. Epic fashion.
Epic.
Amazing. Fantastic game. That game, if it was a bread, would be up.
Brioche.
Damn right, Daddy.
Mac went to the game last night.
So much fun, man.
Saw you at the game last night. I got spies all over. Like, is that Mac?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. People looking at me?
You're like Lord Varys of like people.
I got people everywhere.
I had no idea I was being
watched.
Don't
make a mistake. I tell new hires at the Chiefs and Royals that all the time. I got eyes everywhere. You
don't mess up.
I know. Huh? I remember having that conversation with Pioli one time.
Oh, Lord.
I go, Scott, it's a small town, bro. Like, if you take a dump, I know about it. Really?
Ooh. Yeah. Lord. Yeah, first time I saw Bobby live. Confirmed good.
Yeah. Oh, good. You got that?
Yeah,
good.
Confirmed really good at baseball.
We were all holding out now that we, you know, Mac went to the game last night and saw him live. We can confirm that.
I bring the facts, man. That's what I do.
More athletes from the local area. Chase Kaufman, Trey Brown, Eddie Griffin.
Kaufman's a good one, too, man. I like that kid a lot.
He's still big.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's still big.
I saw him at Dayton's event a couple of months ago. I'm like, damn, you don't get small, do you?
I saw him at a local restaurant. I'm like, my goodness, what are they doing in Ray Peck?
Yeah, eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, working out. Jordy Nelson, another one.
Jordy's not from here, though. He's from, like, Manhattan, so that doesn't really count as Kansas City.
Okay.
The Watson girl, though, we did forget about her. Yeah,
Watson,
that's a great local athlete. Yeah. Earl Watson, another great local athlete.
Watson, yes!
Somebody said Clay Johnson, former Missouri Tiger and L.A. basketball at Lakers. I never heard of Clay Johnson. I don't know who that is.
No idea.
John Sundvold, another one. Blue Springs High School.
Blue Springs guy.
Man, Blue Springs High School. Brandon Lloyd, Liddell Betts, John Sundvold.
And then you.
Dustin Likens. Two-time basketball player in high school, baby. Freshman team and sophomore team.
There you go.
Yep. Never had a Letterman's jacket.
Did you just say two-time player?
Yep.
I love that. Okay, great.
Yeah, two-time player.
Hey, I was on that state championship team. I wasn't rostered, but I was on part of the team.
Did you get a ring?
No, because we lost.
Oh.
We lost to Tyler Hansbrough in Poplar Bluff.
You didn't get oh, God, that's when you played back in that's dating you right there.
Like 2004, man.
I'm the old guy now because Josh, you know, is sleeping. That's the first time I realized, oh, my God, you are old, too. Yeah. Like, people are like, oh, Dusty's so young. I'm like, he's almost 40, folks. Yeah, like, dude. But that was like, I remember Tyler Hansbrough, like KU was recruiting his ass. Missouri was recruiting. They ended up going to North Carolina.
Yep.
And then really didn't do much in the end. What do you think that guy's doing right about now?
I think
selling stocks to people in Chapel Hill.
I want to say he had probably a 7 to 10 year career. Went to the Indiana Pacers and then kind of
did he play
around
that long in the NBA?
I want to say he probably played at least 7 to 8 years. We can look up his basketball reference page, but
went on the court a long time. But he was rostered. Yeah,
yeah. I just remember we were going to that game. I didn't travel to the game. It was at the Hearn Center. If that dates you anymore. And we were, you know, we went on a run. We had Mikey White, who was one of our best players, RIP. Darius Hill ended up going to the league and played at Ball State in college, got drafted by the Bengals. And first play of the game, we're like, you know, everybody got in the gym. When you're looking, you're like, where's this kid that's getting recruited to North Carolina? Because you think of Blue Springs High School, like some guys are going to Moberly, Missouri, some guys are UCM,
right?
Some guys are going to Northwest.
Moberly.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's a kid that we're playing against that's going to North Carolina. And I remember when the game was on Metro Sports and you see him come in, you're like, that's the kid.
That's the kid.
First play of the game, guys, I kid you not, dunk Tyler Hansbrough on our 6'7" center. Darius Hill steps on his chest.
Game over.
And you're just like, that's when Psycho T was born.
Yeah, the game is
over. Oh, and by the way,
over.
His brother played too. He went to Michigan State. Ben Hansbrough.
Yeah. That's right. He had a brother. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time I was like, oh, okay. This is not going to be a fun game for us.
And that's like the first time I think like people felt Roy Williams like, you know, screwed KU, you know, because he like everybody thought Tyler Hansbrough may be coming to Kansas. He's never going to Missouri. I hate to break the news to people like he was never going to Missouri. But people thought maybe he was going to go to Kansas. Like, oh, Roy stole him from Kansas to take him to North Carolina. Well, good for Roy.
Hansborough's broadcasting now. I just looked it up.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's doing just fine.
He's doing just fine. What's he broadcasting?
Color guy for ACC Network.
Okay, there you go. Perfect for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if he still is, but I believe he was at one point. Might be still is the all-time leading ACC scorer.
Tyler Hansborough. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he played 4 years, start every year, and averaged like 25 points a game.
Yeah,
so
right. Yeah.
Nobody does that. So
you know what? And I'll just say this. This may be a hot take. Nobody will ever break that record. Not with the way the college athletics is today, right?
Yeah, like,
nobody stays around long enough to do that. So Tyler Hansborough will officially be the all-time leading scorer in ACC history forever.
Yep. It's probably true.
Yeah.
It's like the hit streak in baseball and Cal Ripken's consecutive games.
You don't think either of those will be broken?
No.
You don't think the 56-game hitting streak will be broken?
No,
huh?
And I also think that record's skewed.
Why?
It's not like DiMaggio was going up against top-notch pitching.
Yeah, that's true, back in the day.
And again, I can't take that out of context. No. I mean, he's still got to hit 56 consecutive games.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Not only that, there's just too much. I mean, like, there's just too much pressure, I think, today.
Oh, there would be way too much pressure.
Not only that, the talent's better.
And now the talent being better, but also with the way that, like, you know, managers and whatnot manage these guys. Well, he needs a day off today. What do you mean he needs a day off? He's hitting 47 straight games. You can't give the guy a day off. You got to keep that thing going. But, you know, with load management and all that, that's why I don't think the consecutive. I think the consecutive game streak by Cal Ripken, I think that's the one record that we can say will never be broken in all of sports. Like, there's other ones out there. You're probably right. DiMaggio's probably not going to get broken. But I can guarantee you that Cal Ripken Jr.'s record will never be broken. It's too hard. And
it's just not manageable anymore.
And nobody's going to play that long.
Bobby Witt Jr.'s played every single game, but he'd have to do that for the next 15 years of his career.
Yeah, it's remarkable what Cal Ripken did.
Yeah, and injuries also pile up. And speaking of injuries, there was a little bit of a scare yesterday. I don't know where your guys' head went with this, but it was like right at the start of practice almost, but Wanya Morris goes down. You get the tweets from everybody that's covering the practice. All the players are on one knee. You're like, oh, crap. Gets up, walks off on his own. But what was the number one question going into camp, boys?
Was
who's
left tackle.
Play left tackle.
Right. But now let me ask you this. What was the last time you heard about the left tackle, though? Like, it hasn't been talked about much in training camp, right?
Yeah, and I mean, they...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Kind of like subtweets we've seen from St. Joe is that there are people that are like, today it's Kingsley who gets the, right, you know, the run with the number ones. And then the next day it's like, Wanya Morris is getting the run with the ones. Well, unfortunately, the theory of being Wally Pipped is a real thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Wanya Morris, you're done.
Right.
I hate to tell you that.
This is one of these things where if Kingsley is as advertised and great as a rookie, all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, Wanya Morris, like, good luck, get healthy, but we've got our guy now that the chemistry is starting to build. Because I was talking to somebody yesterday, man, we're almost done with camp.
Yeah, it's like, over, yeah.
I mean, the Olympics are over Sunday.
First preseason game is Saturday. That means you don't have much training camp left. Right. It's done.
And then middle of August, you're back in Kansas City, yeah, practicing, and it's on.
Right.
Thank you, Royals, for keeping us entertained. Mm-hmm. Also, thank you for time for flying by when you're having fun. But this is one of those things where the left tackle brings up two questions. Do you still have a position battle, and do you need to go find somebody to replace if there is a significant injury? Now, again, they believe Wanya Morris will be fine, walked off on his own,
yeah,
but still a scare, right? An injury, Wanya Morris.
It was like
injuries.
They stopped. Like we used to have this guy when I played Little League Baseball called Gerard Caprio. That was that called that. That was his name, right? And every time there was a play that he was involved in, he would go down. And then he'd bounce back up, and my dad would always call him the rubber band man because he was always fine, right? Like, everybody would run out there and look at this guy, and he'd be fine. Like, kind of like what Wanya Morris did yesterday, right? Like, everybody's like, and then he walks off under his own power, and you're like, all right, what's going on out here? But from where I stand is, like, I don't know these guys and what they can do on the field. It's not my job, right? Mm-hmm. I leave that to the coaches. I trust Andy Reid and Andy Heck. Like, if you trust these guys with anything, it's with the offensive line. And if this injury to Wanya Morris ends up being, you're done, sir. See you later. Kingsley's going to be our starter right now, and they don't go out and get somebody else. I am good with that. This is a coaching staff that started two rookies on the offensive line in front of Patrick Mahomes in Creed Humphrey and in Trey Smith, right? And that worked out brilliantly for them. I know this is left tackle. People assume the blind side of Patrick Mahomes. How often is Patrick Mahomes in the pocket, right? He's always moving around and doing something and changing the field and all that kind of stuff. It's not the traditional, oh my God, we need to have a mainstay rock at left tackle that's a veteran that has the experience. If you believe Kingsley is the guy and you believe he can play the position, by God, give it to him and let the rookie go out there and play and let's see what we got in this kid right now. And if it doesn't go well, then there's somebody sitting around eating Doritos playing Nintendo that you can go get in a couple of weeks.
Kingsley Samataia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.